Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Patrick McGowan, Sarah Oblick-Spiker, and Bill Heitch. The question I want to ask, what's the difference between being polished and being slick? Bill, can you kick us off, please?
As a long-term entrepreneur, what that really means is that you're in sales. That's the deal. So when I go to a meeting, I'm careful to know my audience and I want to dress appropriately. And if I go into a meeting dressed too well, it comes across as slick, comes across as trying too hard. If I go into a meeting dressed too casually for the audience, it comes across as not being professional or not being serious. And so it's not a really a distinction between being slick and being well-dressed. It's really the audience expectation. And another side of that is that you want to look like what the audience expects you to look like for the message that you're sending.
I honestly, it was one of the topics when you sent out an email. I'm like, I don't even know where to start. I didn't even know what to say. But immediately after, my thought jumped to, as Bill said, being in sales. And for some reason, the cliche of an old salesman, you know, very sleek. But then I started to wonder, like, where is all this judgment even coming from? Why are we so quick to judge somebody just by the appearance and coming to conclusion if they look too good or that they're trying too hard, that they have some alternative motive, or if they don't look polished, that there's something missing? Because there's so many individuals that I respect and admire who are highly accomplished, but looking at them, you could never tell. And there's individuals that, you know, on the outside, they seem to have it all together, but it's just the facade to hide something.
This is something that I actually continue to wrestle with. And I think that there's a couple thoughts here as I was wrestling with this particular question for Quick Hits. The thought that came to mind is number one, and I appreciate how Sarah recognized this, you know, number one, the term slick is first a judgment. It's also an interpretation. We're trying to read something into how somebody's showing up is kind of number one. And I really liked Bill's observation. Often it is about the context. It's about whom you're working with and are you respecting them? I think polish is one of those things that is really a good word. It's a better word than say slick, only because you do want to be polished. You don't want to, we can't go through life winging it on everything. There is a certain level where we have to be professional. We have to be competent. We have to be credible around certain things that we know and know how to do. It's a recognition in many ways. My grandmother, when I was growing up, she would take us to the symphony, my brothers and I, and every time we would beg my mother if we could wear blue jeans to the symphony. This is back in the 80s, so I'm dating myself a little bit here. But it was always khakis and a polo or khakis and a sport coat. I hated wearing khakis as a kid. I still hate wearing khakis today. But the thing that my grandmother used to say was, you always dress for the dignity of the occasion. And I think that that's an important, it's a value now. So on the one hand, we say we don't want to be slick, is actually a value stated in the negative. So what is the value we're trying to bring? And I think ultimately what we want is we want people to know that we respect them. We have a value of respect. We have a value of kindness. And when it comes to my work, in which I work with people who want to be remarkable across Zoom, one of the key things I like to say is that a good video is an act of kindness, because we take away the distractions, we take away the barriers to engagement. And I think that I would interpret a little bit of what Bill was saying as that if you show up in a three-piece suit to a group of people who are all wearing hoodies, you're not going to create the connection that you want to make, even though you're credible and you have the background. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, if you show up in a hoodie to a group of people who are wearing three-piece suits, you're not going to communicate cross-culturally. So slick is a sort of the anti-value. Respect and kindness might be the real value. Now, how does that determine our behaviors?
Yesterday, I had the opportunity to talk to someone who works in the car industry. So he works with car dealerships, specifically used cars. And so I thought, oh, perfect opportunity, because car salesmen are seen as slick. And I asked him about it. And he said, well, I know a guy who works in a McLaren dealership who wears a $2,000 suit to work every day. And he is seen as a good car salesman. If he used that same suit and he worked at a Kia, he would be seen as slick. But, and this was the interesting point, he said, I think it's more about your attitude. Are you trying to help someone, or are you trying to get over on them? Because that attitude will determine whether you're slick or not, depending upon nothing more than just who you are. It has nothing to do with what you're wearing or how you behave.
I think that it's really a discussion of trust. That there's fundamentally, if I walked into a boardroom and I was dressed well, I think there'd be somebody in the back. I think there'd be a judgment, you're right. But I think it's positive. I think people, we've been trained to be careful in our interactions. And they would say, well, this guy knows what he's talking about. He looks like us. He feels like us. He talks like us. His story is believable. And so there's a trust element in that. I never had really thought of it like that until this conversation. Mm-hmm. But when I am being sold something, I'm very quick to unintentionally judge the person. And now that I think about it, it's probably about trust. Mm-hmm. Does this person know what they're talking about? Do they behave like a person in this field ought to behave?
I'm thinking that the clothing you're wearing is exactly right if nobody notices.
Well, that's funny.
If you're noticing the clothing I have on, then there's a judgment around it. You know, is it polished? Is it slick? Is it this? Is it that? Does it fit? But if you don't notice, then it doesn't matter.
It's funny you mentioned clothing, because I tend to wear black. Much as I can, and my daughters, they would even say, "Mommy, you gotta wear something else. Why do you always wear black?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no. On one hand, it's appropriate for camera, and it's appropriate for dog walking 5 minutes later." Just going back to the expectations, I think for the audience, it would be really cool to then also listen to our previous episode that we had about the first impressions. Because we're talking here about judgment and how to present ourselves to make the best first impression. So to, I think, go really well hand in hand.
Yeah, I do think that slick is an emotional judgment. If someone feels slimy, that's something that you feel immediately, and you may not even catch it. You may not even label it. You just feel it.
Yeah.
I think we have to be careful in today's age, where we're in a video first market, that we don't let that want to not be appear slick to cause us to stop pursuing quality. Yeah. Right? It's oftentimes we create this anti-value, and then we justify mediocrity in the process. I know that's another dichotomy there, and it's not black and white. This isn't a clean duality, but it's a recognition of the struggle we're in an environment most of us don't know how to navigate well, because we've never been trained on how to do it. We're all kind of jumping into the deep end at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we see in the evolution of television and film a clear progression of quality over time, and a quality of storytelling, and a realness in the acting, and the realness in even in the news over time. Don't let the thing you don't want to happen prevent you from pursuing your ideal, and allowing quality to still be a major piece of what defines you.
That's a good place for us to end our 10 minutes. So I feel like we're talking about mediocrity and polished and slick, and there's a continuum there that we have to be careful and be aware of. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.